All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast. It has been over 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is at this point. So we're back for you guys. We finally did something out. We were just talking about this before. The last name of my podcast was We Are Back. We are back now, but, you know, not when I was supposed to be back. But, you know, I think we're going to go through some rebranding with this podcast. We might rename it to the HQMA Hour, something like that. But, you know, Nico, go ahead, introduce yourself, your line of work.
I am Nico. I am a professional memer at wrestling.meme.page. Make sure to check it out. We are bigger than Heavyweight Nation.
Dude, you should have, if you go check out Nico's page, dude, when he was wrestling his cousin, should have done a collab, though. Like, I'm telling you, that man is not natural, but that's topic for a different day. So, as you know, a member is DeSanto 133. You could tell him what happened.
He's in the middle of a important meeting right now with his doctor for certain transitions. You know, I'm not going to out him too much, but we all know.
But yeah,
we're proud of you, Gordon.
Back on a more serious note, yeah, I think the defensive pin may be joining us every so often. What's his name? Olympic team trials champion Jesse Porter may be joining us sporadically. We don't know yet, but we're gonna have a good amount of people. And then all I see is memes. Logan may be hopping in for a little bit too. So all guys who have big presences, obviously Jesse Porter runs Elite Wrestling Memes. You know, smaller page, but he's up there. He's getting up there. You know, probably has much more credibility than any of us as an actual wrestler. But yeah, so
you say that maybe like he definitely does.
I say maybe. Dude,
how many times have you been to the Olympic team trials?
I don't know, man. I went once to I didn't actually, but that's cool. I went to the Olympics more times. No, that's messed up. I can't say that. I was gonna say I went to Beijing in 2008 to watch the Olympics, but no, we're not gonna talk about that. It's like I always roast him because he does Greco. Even though, like, I'll probably end up doing Greg if I do anything. But, yeah, so basically today, you know, just kind of an intro. We're kind of back into it, you know. The two out of the three best wrestling pages, you know, obviously Gordon exists somewhere out there. Yeah, you know, his page is dead at this point, so it's like whatever. The craziest part, dude, is this dude gets, like, 6,000 likes a picture and just still his page doesn't go up.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I even started doing my old scummy stuff.
Yeah, so we got a couple things to talk about. First thing, I'm going to rant a little bit about the bitches at Instagram taking down my post today. So I think some of you may or might not know.
The caption game is too strong.
Yeah, for real though. But so let's just walk through it. I think most of you guys have seen the Conor McGregor tweet that went out in response to Khabib whatever the fuck the dude's last name is, but Nurmagomedov, yes, that's what it is.
Good job.
Khabib said, congratulating Dustin Poirier on his win over Conor McGregor. Good always defeats evil. Conor's well thought out response was, good equals COVID and evil equals father. You know, if you've been around this long enough, Khabib's dad died of COVID. And yeah. You know, let's be honest, though, like when Conor said about Dustin's wife, it's like, all right, that's petty, but it's nothing too bad. This is like I'll genuinely say, I hope Khabib gets the mafia on that man. Like, I mean that like with all seriousness, like I would not be mad if Khabib got that man.
I wouldn't wish that on McGregor, but I would probably say it was deserved after the fact.
It's like it goes from like, you know, how like the UFC is mostly all talk behind the scenes. Like, you know, let's be honest, like you go to Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley, like they're probably cool behind the scenes. Like Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, it's all for money. Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather is pretty obviously planned. You know, maybe not the fight itself, but obviously behind the scenes, it's all a money plot. Logan Paul is going to be a billionaire soon enough. Like Jake, probably, I think Floyd's already going to be up there with all his investments when they mature. But yeah, so my caption was, I hope Poirier breaks McGregor's neck next time in round 4. It did strong, like 1,000 likes in like an hour, dude. That's like good for me because I normally post a lot. I just haven't been doing much. Been grinding out TikTok for that.
Especially just for like a little news update things.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a UFC page, so it's kind of just like whatever. You get a bunch of comments. Like people were actually defending that, and that's hilarious to me. But
that's what I don't get. Like when I was saying before, like McGregor, he's got like his money and all. Like he's elevated kind of away from reality.
Yeah.
But there's like people that are like as broke as me defending this guy.
I genuinely don't know what to think. Cause I'd honestly want to say go fuck yourself if you support him. But then like these are guys that I thought were like they comment on my page all the time. I'm like, okay, these are cool guys. And then they say some dumb shit like this. It's like I don't know what to say.
Some of them, some people I think might not know the whole thing with Khabib's dad and just think he's talking like some shit like that.
But yeah.
Like, I could understand defending it if you weren't dead, but like, the dead can't defend themselves. That's all.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
I mean, the thing wouldn't make sense theoretically if he was alive, but I mean, maybe got COVID. I don't know. But there's also people saying, like, oh, Conor's in his head rent free. You know, good thing they're getting ratioed pretty quick in those posts, but you know, that's what that is. But yeah, like, let's move on. More things going on in the wrestling world. Stalemates wrestling card, you know, is there much going on in it? Not really, but there is one match we only talk about. Pat Downey, aka the man I think that has all of us blocked right now.
He's got my personal, not he's got my personal page, blocked, not my actual page. Yeah. I got blocked Christian on Twitter Biles? For doing a Christian. Yeah, I'm blocked on everything from that.
Oh
man.
My
like,
god.
I made one like shitty comment to him on Twitter and he went and blocked all my social media.
That's hilarious. For working at a media company, like they surprisingly don't deal with this shit very well.
Yeah.
Like you would think, like, you know how many times guys have said shit to me? Like, but all right. So you can talk about the match for a little bit, I guess.
Downey versus Gadsden. Yeah. I don't know what to say about it. I'm not the biggest analyst, but I think Gadsden's got that.
Yeah, I think Gadsden cruises through. I don't know what weight they're at, but just from a technical aspect, I don't see any way that Downey's
he's bigger
really
than
better
Downey
than Gadsden.
For one.
I don't think he's bigger at this point. I think Gadsden was cutting 92. You know, obviously he lost to Nate Jackson, but Nate Jackson's just been something
I
different
really cut that
recently.
Low, yeah.
Yeah, dude, like he like has abs and everything now.
Wow.
Yeah. He's looked good. I think Nate Jackson could very well be our guy in 92. Like, even with Jaden Cox there, like, if he shows up, could possibly pull something. But comes down to it.
Anything could happen in wrestling.
I know Stalemates does a good job promoting their stuff. So, you know, you got to subscribe to their Patreon or something to watch it. I did that. But they did some interviews. Kevin Gadsden, he said, Pat Downey is only an All-American because I didn't take my sixth year. That's what he said. You know, let's be honest. Like, people say, like, Downey was just all, like, superstar in college. Like, he was an All-American, I think, a couple times or something like that. Gadsden was national champ. He has a win over Jaden Cox, multiple wins over Kyle Snyder, wins over Morgan McIntosh, and he did it pretty well.
Didn't something happen with Downey in college? Like,
he just kept getting kicked out of a bunch of schools.
Yeah.
Because he transferred so much or something like that. Probably him starting shit.
Did he have like a full like eligibility run? I'm not sure offhand.
Something like that. I don't know. I think he got kicked out of a school or something. I don't know. I might have to look into that though. But
I know he was on the Iowa roster for like a brief period.
Yeah. He's just a weird dude. I don't know. You can actually talk a little bit about Pat Downey's OnlyFans if you want to. You know,
I'm confused for one because I thought he already had one. So I don't know why it's not coming back. But I see before it was supposed to be like all like wrestling stuff, I'm pretty sure. But now it's going into like he's advertised that it's going to be blunt rolling tutorials, wrestling technique, and actual nudes. I forget what his exact words for. I think he called it like dong shot or something. But
dude, he's something else. Like, I don't even know anymore. I remember we had a competition.
Definitely like, a personality.
Yeah. What was it? This was maybe like 2 years ago at this point. We had a competition who can get blocked first. So I instantly, you know, hopped onto Memetic, made like the most random meme. And then just it wasn't even a meme. I was just straight up talking shit about the dude, and he blocked me like 10 seconds later.
Well, at least he acknowledged you on it. When I made a meme about him, he like took it and like didn't credit me or anything. And you know how I get with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. What's it called? Dude, I don't even know what to say about the dude. He's just something different. Like Gadsden's a chill dude. I've talked to him a couple times. Then you have Downey out here taking pictures of 6ix9ine, and it's just like, I don't know. I think it's a folk style match, 6 minutes, so 2-2-2 with pushouts. I don't see any way that Gadsden loses this.
I don't see it.
Because you have to realize, like, Downey's biggest thing is upper body, too. Mm-hmm. And Gadsden's signature move is literally a throw.
Yeah.
And he pinned Snyder with it, so it's like, all right.
Like, I think on, like, just stats, Gadsden has him beat, but I think it's also just a bad matchup for Downey, just in styles.
Too. Yeah. And people have to realize, Gadsden is low-key athletic now. Like, down, like, 12 pounds, 97 to 92, that's about 12 pounds.
Yeah, I've been trying not to 11. Look like a total idiot and, like, pulling stuff up on the side. And, like, I'm looking at Gadsden now. He's
looking tough. Dude, he is ripped. Like, I used to, like, see, I'm too lazy to go back and edit and, like, put the picture on the screen, like, what we're looking at. But, like, like, I can't wait till, like, I'm big enough to have somebody do that for me. Like, I lost, what's it called? I lost 6 subscribers overnight, and that kind of hurt. Like, I was low-key about to cry to my mom. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, the dumb shit. It's like, I know for a fact those are going to be back in, like, a week, and it just doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, yeah, you have, like, one person unsubscribe every so often. Just having 6 mm-hmm. people did it at once. But, yeah, so, final guess, final prediction.
On Gadsden Downey?
Yep.
Score-wise, I think I got to give it to Gadsden. Maybe, like, I don't want to give an exact, like, number, but I think, like, an 8-point, 10-point, like, all tech right. fall or almost tech fall.
I don't know what the scoring rules are. If it is freestyle scoring to 10, yeah. I think it's a tech. If it is folk-style scoring, I'm saying major, if they give escapes.
Yeah, I was assuming freestyle shit.
I genuinely do think that Gadsden's in much better shape at this point. Mm-hmm. If we're running back to 97 kilo Gadsden at the Olympic trials, I would not say the same thing. Also, Downey's been smoking his balls off, so I don't know. And just kind of, yeah. He's been MIA, you know, mm-hmm. do tech Nick Rodriguez and thinks he's all shit. But yeah, so other big news, Rutgers, Nick Soriano, former Rutgers wrestler Nick Soriano. Mm-hmm. is in the transfer portal. Now that we look at this, the main landing spot looks to be Arizona State. He's been training with Sunkist Kids. World team trials, I think it is, he's going to. But, you know, let's look at it. Who's there at Sunkist Kids from train with or Arizona State? Brandon Courtney? You know, he's the national finalist, lost Spencer Lee in the national finals. That's good. And, you know, I'm probably missing a bunch more guys. I don't know who trains Sunkist Kids. Maybe James Green or something. I genuinely don't know. But, yeah, that's there. I think people are going to completely count out the whole Penn State possibility.
But I'm not seeing Penn State. Like, there's a reason he left Penn State the first time around.
Yeah, it's because I don't think they would let him wrestle. It was just something dumb like that.
I'm not sure.
Because I genuinely do think if he stayed at Penn State and didn't get injured his freshman year, he would have won.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Cruz 7-0, and his one loss was to Thomas Gilman, 3-2. Off of a takedown that I don't think he lets happen again.
Yeah, I always forget how, like, competitive that was between him and Gilman like, his year as a freshman. Like, that's impressive.
It's like, we look at Gilman it now, was on a tear. Yeah. Oh my God, Gilman versus Lezak that year was something else too.
That's like one of my favorite matches of all time. Yeah. I tell people about that all the time.
I'm a huge Lezak fan, so that one kind of sucked, but.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big Lezak fan, but mm-hmm. I'm a Hawkeye fan before that.
Yeah, I know. I know we hate each other, but it's cool. You don't know how funny it was for me to see what Gable did to Cassiope. He super ducked him like multiple times, yeah. I think actually. At the end of the day, it's kind of just whatever. It's like
I think like the first few times I had I was saying, oh, Cassiope could do it. Cassiope could surprise some people.
It looked like that then his freshman year. Like I still do think Cassiope has the potential to beat Mason Barris. It's probably just the worst style matching for him possible.
Yeah.
But like talent wise, they're probably gonna wrestle Gable the same every time.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you put Gable in the mix, it kind of starts shutting down other people's.
Yeah. It's like we all know the top five is gonna be Gable, Paris, Kirk Fiat, Cassiope, and Schultz. It's just where do they fall? You know, we saw Paris go from being a blood round dude to a national finalist. Mm-hmm. Who else did that? Adam Kuhn. You know?
Yeah.
And why was that mainly size, honestly? Kuhn was tiny. Got big as shit. He's there. Now he's even bigger playing for the Titans now. But yeah, like we got Bears doing that. It's like,
not about that.
Yeah. Griffith's going to be interesting. You know, he had a torn ACL and a staph infection, gets majored by Paris. Olympic trials, comes back and beats him. Kind of an MIA. I heard he was 228 at Big Tens, and now he's about 260-ish. Daniel Kirkfleet on Instagram.
Wait, who was?
Kirkfleet from Penn State.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, like, people have to realize, like,
stats in.
Yeah. I don't think he beat. Do I think he beats Gable? I'm going to stay neutral on that for the sole fact that I know for a fact if I said that last time and it didn't happen and I say no this time, it's going to happen if I say no. So I'm just shut up about it. I do think Paris can stand with them too. It's just for the sole fact that he just doesn't have the athleticism that they do. But yeah, we're getting completely off track. So
yeah, I was about to say that.
Suriano.
I still had all the Suriano stuff on the side. I'm like, wait.
So, yeah. Okay, now that we're talking about Suriano, I think a big thing that has to get brought up is Oklahoma State has been talking with the Big Ten. Who does that bring into the mix? Dayton Fix.
Yeah.
I was talking about now, we obviously have AJ Ferrari, who is going to be very important when I mention it. Why? But Dayton Fix, RBY, that's national finals.
Mm-hmm.
Suriano's there. Meechich still has another year, I think.
The Suriano stay at 33, though. Because he might end up going up.
So what I heard was RBY's moving up to 41.
Really?
That's what I heard. Nick Lee, 49. And Bo Bartlett, maybe 57. Theoretically, that would leave room for Shane Van Ness to go down to 33, if possible. Or they could be playing for Suriano and have Robbie Howard at 25 because, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm starting to think about it.
If they could get Suriano and put him there, that would be
it. If Suriano goes to Penn State, it's pretty much, and go if he goes, well, he can go at 125. Like, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It may just be kind of over for Iowa. I know you're going to try to argue that, but let's be honest. Like, at minimum, it will get rid of bonus points at 125.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'd want to see that matchup. I can't remember.
It was 5-2, but you have to realize that was the one point in Spencer Lee's career that he was kind of healthy, and that was the one point in Nick Sirianni's career that he was injured. Like, it looked like an even match. But it was just Lee beat him. That was it.
It's hard to gauge now because I feel like Lee has put like such a gap between him and the other 125s that it's hard to kind of compare him.
It's more just you haven't seen him wrestle anyone good in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like who
a lot of the 125s kind of.
Yeah. He teched Vito in freestyle, but that's also. We've seen how Vito's grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this before, but I do think if Vitor reaches like full form, like his pure Russian form, that I don't think he could very well just win out world championships and Olympic titles.
Yeah, he was runner-up at Olympic team trials. Yeah.
He did get tech pinned by Gilman. However, he did get tech by Dayton Fix last time they wrestled, and he beat him. So
he's always like right there with it. But.
Yeah. So it's not even that. It's like you've seen how much he's improved. Like he held a criteria match second time. It's like I don't think anyone was taking that away from Gilman at that point in time. It was just his to win. Mm-hmm. If Lee was there, oh well, you're not doing shit with no ACLs. But yeah, so Surion, I do think Penn State, even though I say that shit for everybody, it's either Penn State or Arizona State, you know?
I don't see him going back to Penn State.
Yeah. It's like there was a picture. If you go to Kale Sanderson's Instagram, their most recent picture, I swear that's Nick Sirianni's and Nixon.
Sometimes I forget Kale Sanderson even has Instagram.
Yeah. You know what?
I will put this up on. Or do you have it pulled up?
When they're at dinner, right here.
Oh, at dinner?
Yeah. I will put this up on the screen if I remember to edit the video. I probably won't, though, so don't count.
Oh, yeah, that does look just like
him. That looks like Soriano, dude. Like, I don't know if I'm tripping or not.
He tagged, what's his name? John, the wrestling jokes. He tagged him there.
Really?
Is that him?
He did tag him. Did he?
Yeah. He tagged him right in that spot.
He was not tagged before, I swear. All right, yeah, I guess. It just brings up questions.
We might have to ask him.
I know there. Yeah, I don't know, John. I think you and Adam are the only people do. It's like old people shit right there.
Oh, yeah.
You can have fun with that, though. But, yeah, no, I genuinely think – I think they're on good terms, though. Yeah, whether he goes back –
I don't think it would be – yeah, I don't think it would be too much bad blood, but I think he – wouldn't be interested in still competing there.
I think the one thing he's came out and said is, what are the two things that Soriano wants more than anything? Revenge for his two losses that he didn't get. Spencer Lee and Thomas Gilman. That leads me to believe Arizona State, for the sole fact that Gilman's at the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think him and Lee on bad terms, but you can tell he has hatred for him, and he wants that.
Yeah, not bad, just that competitive drive. Yeah.
I think Meechers versus Lee would be interesting, too. Freestyle. Mm-hmm. I do think Meechers takes it at this point just due to how much he's wrestled internationally.
I don't think I've seen much of Meechers because he's been wrestling international. Yeah.
He went 6-4 with Yuguyev, who's the one seed in Tokyo. So kind of got dominated and kind of got some lucky points.
Is Meechers going to?
Yeah, he is.
Is Meechers going to Tokyo?
Yeah, I'm not sure what seed
is. Meechers going to Tokyo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you cut out for a little bit? No.
Yeah, it broke up. I don't know.
Yeah, Meechers is going to Tokyo. I don't know exactly what he is. I think he's seated, though. Yeah, we'll just let that lead into AJ Ferrari. If AJ Ferrari is in the Big Ten, what does this mean? Let's be honest, who's AJ Ferrari's biggest threat? We all know he's coming in through high school. Braxton Amos. The most accomplished high school wrestler of all time. Coming through that four times.
That's all I would hear about in West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You are from West Virginia. Parkersburg South, four-time state champion, never let up a single point in high school. You know, let's go through some high school kids. You've seen how dominant Chase Horn's been. We saw how dominant Christian Carroll was. He made Christian Carroll look like a JV kid. He made Chase Horn look like a JV kid. These are guys that, like, are going to All-American in college, like, multiple times. And he just did them in. Like, he doesn't possess any insane strength, any insane speed. He's just technically perfect. You know, and that's something you don't see in an upper weight class, especially as a young person. Like Kyle Snyder had losses in high school. Gable Stevenson had losses in high school. Nick Kwiatkowski had losses in high school. All these guys. Amos didn't, you know?
He's starting at like the level that a lot of them got to in college.
He's never wrestled a college match either. Like, you know, a big thing to talk about is NIL, right?
It's was he a redshirt last year? Or was
he did redshirt last year, yeah.
Yeah.
They're holding him out.
So he's already in. Yeah, he's already in this concept.
Him versus AJ is literally polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy who's smart and gonna do everything correct, and then you have the biggest athletic freak in college wrestling.
665-pound deadlift, baby. Yeah.
Dude, it's probably closer to 700 now. Like, I'll be honest.
He posted a video of him deadlifting. I was like, 670-pound deadlift.
That's my pinned tweet on Twitter, too. Dude, he is something different. I don't know. I remember when the beef with him and Gable Stevenson was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, hey, you should post this meme for me and make fun of Gable. And then Gable was just like, don't entertain this shit, dude. He just wants clout. And then I'm out here just like, I don't care. I'm going to profit off both sides because I hate both of you at this point in time. I mean, not really. I don't really care. But, yeah.
It benefits us.
Yes, I will leech off of them for as long as possible. You know,
that's all I mean, Paige. Yeah. It's just a leech.
Olympics, though, I think we run to the men's freestyle just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J.O. didn't qualify for Tokyo. We know that 65 kilos, no American rep. 57, we'll look at the seeds. Obviously, the main competitors are going to be Zavar Yuguyev from Russia. Ravi Kumar from India is a 3-seed. Did something for once for my country. But who else is Yuki Takahashi from Japan did upset Rei Higuchi in their wrestle off? You know, obviously other countries don't have a fair wrestling system. It's whatever it is. Stevan Micic and Thomas Gilman. Let's go through how I think this weight class is going to play out. I do think Yuguyev comes out on top. Or Takahashi, I would not be surprised. But that's what I'm seeing right now. I don't think Takahashi's seated, though. From Japan.
Still trying to find a bracket.
There is no bracket yet. It's just top four seeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I do think Gilman can medal, though. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's been... This is kind of... He needed this, right? Like, he's been off for a while. Just, like, he took losses that he shouldn't have. He lost to Gross.
Yeah, it was kind of weird when you really look at, like, Gilman's arch, because he kind of, like, was doing really good in college, kind of had, like, a weak moment towards the end of NCAAs.
Yeah.
Then he went on that tear,
yeah,
making the world team, and then kind of dipped again.
You know, it could just put a good ending to this, you know, if he does go all the way. I don't think there's that much of a differential between him and Yuguyev at the top. If he gets gold, it's probably going to be one of the more unsuspecting ones, but it's definitely possible.
Yeah, he's
I will say bronze, though, for now, because I do believe that Yuguyev is number one until proven otherwise. I'll stand on that.
That's fair.
So, yeah, what you got?
I'm not the expert on all the international and all, but from what you said, that sounds pretty accurate.
All right, we'll go with that. All right, 65, you know, the deepest weight class in the world's been said. You know, Gazmurat, Rashidov from Russia, number one seed, being pretty much everyone. Takuto Odoguro from Japan, seeded somewhere, but he's one of the better guys. Bajrang Punya from India, the 2-seed. Haji Aliyev from Azerbaijan, something Tavanian from Armenia. You know, honestly, I don't know. I want to say Bajrang just because I'm Indian. I have no other reasoning. Like, I'll say that's biased, but I don't know.
See, my bias is that's the only name out of that I recognize.
Yes. So we will go with that. Because it's so deep of weight class, like between like 1 and 8, like anyone could win it. Mm-hmm. Like the 8 seed could defeat the 1 seed and it wouldn't be that big of an upset. Cause seeds is only really based off of points like that. So
seeding for all the international stuff is
yeah. Next, we have 74 kilos.
Oh, the sad one.
Chamizo is the one seed. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That does suck.
Wait,
Gods.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wasn't there
points.
Isn't the Russian a...
It's based off seeding points.
Ah.
Sidikov did beat Chamizo 3-2. Sidikov is the 2 seed. I'm trying to think. I know Dake is unseeded. I know everybody got pressed as hell for no reason about that. After we knew that he was going to be unseeded because of the whole... He never wrestled at this weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sidikov is a 3 seed. Daniyar Kasanov from Kazakhstan, ranked number 14th in the world, is a 2 seed. And Kazmurad Gadziev is the 4 seed. I think Dake ticked Gadziev in the world finals, you know. As we're looking at this, I think it's pretty obvious that Chamizo, Sidikov, and Dake are competing for that.
Mm-hmm. As long as... what? One
second. So, yeah, like, as we're looking at this bracket, comes down to three names, you know, Chamizo, Sidikov, and Dake.
Yeah, I think as long as Dake doesn't get screwed too hard in the bracket.
People are going to hate me for this. I got Chamizo winning.
Really?
People are going to hate me for it. I like Chamizo. I'm a huge fan of him. I've been a huge fan. I'll be rooting for him. It's either Chamizo or Dake.
I think a lot of it comes down to the bracket with that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Dake could beat Chamizo, but I think the
Sidikov
Russian, I think he might be trouble for Dake.
I do think that Chamizo matches up a lot better against Dake. Theoretically, that's just my eyes. I think if Dake pulls Sidikov, for the sole fact, like, if you watch that match, it was up at 79, right? So Chamizo's undersized. He lost because he got gut-wrenched.
Mm-hmm.
Dake didn't score a takedown.
Not they wrestled.
Yeah, Chamizo scored the only takedown of the match. You know? At 74, really? Do I think... And it just kind of looked like mental awareness. You know, obviously good for Dake for realizing the position. You know, I think Chamizo's... It's not one of those matches. I don't think it's going to be one of those matches where Dake realizes mistakes and go up like 10-0. It's more one of those he's going to keep playing to the close points.
Yeah.
Refs love Chamizo.
Yeah.
Too.
That's it.
Yeah. I think Dake will beat Sidikov 9 out of 10 times. I do see him getting placed against Sidikov. I mean, I can't tell you any of that shit for a fact, but because that's all random draw. But if he does get placed on, if he does get placed on Sidikov's side, he takes out Sidikov. I think it's Chamizo's to win. Now, if he plays on Chamizo's side first, I would have to say Dake gets bronze. I don't want to do that. But Chamizo can also get knocked off by anybody in the bracket.
Yeah.
He plays matches dangerously sometimes. I think Sidikov's a guaranteed.
He plays by the scramble a lot. Yeah. Like that could it could really bite in the ass.
I think Burrows has been the only guy who's been able to figure out how to take him down to and Sidikov.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's willing to put himself in the situations. If Sidikov is not on the same side as Dake, he's guaranteed to the finals. I will say that. I don't think it's going to be close. But, yeah, my pick is going to be Chamizo or Dake, depending on who makes it that far. Not the biggest Sidikov fan. I like Russian wrestling, though. It's good. But, yeah, I know you got Dake, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I got Dake.
All right. 86. Number one seed, Hassan Yazdani. We know this. Two-time world champion, defending Olympic champion, 174 kilos in 2016. Number two seed, Deepak Punia of India. Number three seed, Miles Amin, San Marino. Number four seed, Arthur Nifonov from Russia. Dave Taylor will be unseeded because he was out due to injury. Let's look at this. The top three guys we all know are Yazdani, Nifonov, and Taylor. You know, obviously, Nifonov, he got the spot over Kruglyev. You definitely don't know who those guys are, but yeah.
I was about to say,
that's just for the Russian wrestle-off. Obviously, Russia's stacked. Yeah. Like, the fact that Sajulayev barely won his wrestle-off says a lot.
But Russia could send anyone.
Yeah. For I have a feeling that Taylor versus Don is going to go down early.
It always does. Yeah. Well, not and always, because I think they only wrestled once at Worlds and the other.
It's going to come down. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So what I will say is, if Yazdani doesn't gas out, he's going to win. That's just a fact from what we've seen. However, he will gas out. We know that. It just depends how big of a lead he can get out to.
Americans, we always, well, not always, but, you know, we usually have the bigger gas tank with that. And I think Taylor could pressure him enough.
Yeah. Taylor has good enough parterre offense where you think he can work it. Mm-hmm. Thing is, you know, obviously people are going to be biased towards the U.S. that are watching this. Mm-hmm. Let's just run through the facts. Yazdani was completely outsized every two times they wrestled, right? I do think Taylor still has his number. I'll say that right now. I don't think there's any much more to it. I think Yazdani is just too dominant with underhooks to say that he can't score points in this match. And that just goes for all Iranians in general. But I do think Taylor beats him, but I think by like 3 to 4 points, I don't think it's anything crazy this time.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go that far. I would say like maybe two.
Yeah. You know, I'll say it though. I'm not going to be surprised if Yazdani wins this match. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't think it will happen.
I talk a lot of shit to the Russians or the Iranians in the comments. Yeah.
Oh my god! Posting King David Taylor on one of them. She was hilarious. But yeah, so I will take Taylor as the gold medalist. I think it's been a long time coming. I think Pete had love for a while. I do think he's better than Gao Dake. People aren't going to.
That's another thing. I think Dake and Taylor are just going to be so hungry for it at this point.
Yeah.
That's going to be a factor to it.
Yeah, you have to realize it's taken them so long. Because, Jaden Cox was not supposed to make the Olympic team in 2016, and he did it. Yeah, I know that shit hurt Dake more than anything. It's like, you have to realize, if Dake went down in 2018 to 74, he could have gotten the spot. Like, we don't know. But that was the point where he went up to 79. But yeah, I will say Taylor is my gold, Yazdani is my silver, Nifonov and Deepak Punia is my bronzes.
I mean, again, that kind of depends on the bracket, though.
I think Taylor is my gold, no matter what. I think Nifonov will give him a match in the sense that he'll go 6 minutes. That's it. Mm-hmm. I think Yazdani is the only real threat here, and you can put that in quotes too. But yeah, so. What day was this posted? June 4th. Holy shit. That was a while ago. You know, 97 kilos. Our rep, Kyle Snyder. You can talk for a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know who else is telling me to talk.
All right. So, you know,
obviously, I don't know this.
I do know that you don't know this, but obviously, who is the man at 97? Sajulayev. He's dominated. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go out here and say some bullshit like anybody is going to compete with him. But I will also say that Sajulayev did suffer an injury at an event that went on. Sajulayev, obviously the most decorated wrestler in this field, world champion, 4-time world champion, 5-time world finalist, multiple-time Euro champion, won his first world title.
Is he number one old. Pound for pound right now?
Yeah, but no, it's not close. Yeah.
All right, I just wasn't sure if someone else snuck in or something.
I think Sajulayev is number one right now. Sidikov is number two. And Taha is number three. That's just freestyle, though. Yeah. I think put Yigiev in number four, possibly. People are going to get mad because Dake is there. Like, I'm cool with all the Kyle Dake comments for gold, but when somebody in my conversation started arguing me how Dake would maul Sajulayev, That shit kind of pissed me off. Like, it's like we all know Sajulayev is gonna be an all time great. It just doesn't matter. Like,
he's gonna go down as a great in wrestling history, right up there with
Satiev,
Karelin, and Lopez.
Yeah. You ever watch any Satiev or
who?
You know Satiev?
If I do, it's not by name.
Yeah, you definitely do. probably the most decorated freestyle wrestler of all time. He's the dude that lost to Brandon Slay.
It's like ringing bells, but not clicking.
He's good. He would tech like 2012 Jordan Burroughs and Kyle Dake.
Do you know how to spell it?
Bouvet Sarsatiev. Just type in Saitiev, Saitiev. He'll come up. He's a 3-time Olympic champ, 9-time world champion, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
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 He's good.
Jeez. Yeah, his Wikipedia came up, and I just see gold straight down.
Yeah, dude, he's good. He shit the bed in Sydney, as did Karelin, you know. I think Karelin's more talked about because Saitiev wasn't in the GOAT talk yet, you know.
And what was Karelin's record? It was like some ridiculous number.
700 and something in one at that point. Then he lost. And it was just like, eh. Rulon follows me, so I'm on his side on this one. I will also say this, that you can say whatever you want about that point, but Karelin scored no offensive points in that match. So it's like...
But yeah, people always say it's like, oh, it was a penalty point. It was the rule change that... Like, it was still the rules, like...
Yeah, it's like...
Rulon was playing by the same rules.
Yeah. Rulon gassed him, too, which is kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, 97, Sajulayev, I think, is going to be my choice, obviously. Snyder, which is good. He is guaranteed to be on the opposite half of the bracket, so he's the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. Now this presents some more issues. If Snyder has Sharif Sharifov, who was the... What was the weight class? 84 kilos in London? Olympic champion? Yeah, 84 kilos in London.
Something around
that was
there.
Before the weight class changed. He was an Olympic champ. Yeah, yeah. He beat Snyder in 2019, shut down the Sajulayev trilogy. Then you have Muhammadian, who, you know, I will say would have been the Olympic finals against Sajulayev in 2016. Would have given him a better match than the Turkish dude he wrestled. I do think Muhammadian's, it's going to depend on the brackets. They are not seeded. What could happen is they could both get thrown on one of them can get thrown on Snyder's side. First round, Snyder can get knocked off the bracket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one could get thrown against Sajulayev first round and could meet Snyder in the first round of Russell backs. And essentially just knock him out of the tournament. Or they could both get thrown on Sajulayev's side. Have Sajulayev go through absolute hell. Snyder cruises through the finals, and Snyder gets to wrestle worn down Sajulayev, which would be the way that Snyder could repeat.
Yeah, that would be the best chance for us.
Yeah, you know, Team USA and all,
our
Indian dude.
It breaks
dude
my
got
American
a,
heart to say Sajulayev is probably
next. Our Indian dude got kicked out for doping, which is ironic. You know, I never thought that would happen.
Yeah,
we aren't too good at covering up shit. You know, our 74 kilo guy got arrested for murder. He was at 65 kilos and silver medalist in London. No, that he would have placed, but it's whatever. So, Sajulayev will be my gold medal winner. Muhammadian, I think, gets silver, should the brackets permit. And then I'll go take Sharifov and Snyder bronze. I do think bronze is a win. I genuinely do hope that Snyder wins for the sole fact I need Jaden Cox fans to shut the hell up. It's just annoying.
What are the Jaden Cox fans saying about the
Cox would beat Sajulayev? Like some bullshit. It's like Sharifov beat Cox every time they've wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, Cox wrestled. And then Cox loses some unranked dude. Like, I like Jaden Cox. But it's not even him. Like, he's a humble-ass dude. But it went from people saying he was going to lose to Bo Nickel to saying that he's going to beat Sajulayev.
Yeah.
You know,
wrestling fans really, we shift quickly.
It's like Mohammedian, right? The Iranian, he teched Bo Nickel in under a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The same Jaden Cox beat Bo Nickel 5-2. You know? And Bo Nickel is not even the best guy at 86. You know, he's the third best guy behind Taylor and Dean. But yeah, we'll hop into heavyweight. So our guy Gable, he's there. I don't know. I'll stay neutral on this, but I don't think I will say he doesn't win gold for the sole fact that I will stand on this. It's not going to be like that or anything, but I'll stand on us saying that Taha Gul and Gino Petrus really are number one and number two until proven otherwise. If Gable wins gold, cool. I'll try to say it's the least biased way possible, right? Because I do think it's possible. Looking at the brackets, though, Gino Petrus really number two guy is number one because of the seeding points. Taha Gul is number three, guaranteed different sides of the bracket, which is the best thing possible. So Mirando is at number two, and Mirando is at number four. That means the two newcomers that are outside threats are going to be Gable Steveson and Amir Zair from Iran, who DQ'd Nick Gwazdowski by ramming him out of bounds with underhooks, as they do, right? And then you have Rakhimov, who pinned Gable in the world finals. He's going to be there, I think, as the fifth man, right? I think those five are on a level above everybody else in this field. However, only four people can medal, right? I do think if Gable were to win the bracket, to be good enough to win the bracket, I don't think it's going to matter who you put in front of him.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a meat grinder, yeah. Like no matter how you approach it.
I will say that if Taha Gul from Turkey, he brings his A game, it's going to be something special to watch, and I don't think anybody else has a chance. I'll say that. If people start wrestling more defensive, it's Gino's to take because he's the smartest wrestler of any of them. If Zair can get his underhooks going and just start scrapping, getting his push-up points, getting to those knee picks, he's a heavyweight, is Donnie. That's what he is. He will run you into the ground with underhooks. And he doesn't tire out, so he can get those going. I don't think he can win just off of pushouts and cautions. Gable, his quickness comparable to Taha Gul. What he lacks is length, obviously. He makes up for it in speed and just short offense, really. That's what he does. And Rakhimov, if he launches a couple big throws, he can be a bracket buster. Anybody else, I really don't want to be like this, but I'll go as far as say they don't have a chance. You know, maybe they can somehow upset their way into bronze belt, but they're not in talks of winning it by any stretch of the imagination. I guarantee people are going to come at me for this in the comments, but it's kind of just whatever. But, yeah. Who do you got?
At 125?
Yeah.
The Taha Gul.
Defending Olympic champion. That's the champion.
Only one that I really like. Recognize enough.
Yeah, I think like, only you can go wrong.
Somebody.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that pick. I don't see any way, you know.
But
I'll write Gable down for a medal automatically. Which one he gets is up to him. How he wrestles, you know. We've seen some of our best guys.
I could see him meddling.
Yeah, I could see him winning. I've more realistically started to see him winning. I just haven't seen him against anybody good enough to actually put that in. You know, as in Dake. I can see how people would be like, okay, Dake's winning. You know?
Yeah.
It's like we saw, like going back to what I said, it's like we saw Burroughs, not Place. Burroughs got teched in the Russellbacks in 2016 to lose, right? Then we see Sajulayev cruise through the bracket. We see Snyder upset the bracket. Kanchegishvili, how he won, like, it wasn't. Let's be honest, not really. We see Gino Petrusvili from Georgia lose in the semifinals. You know, not that big of upsets in Tokyo, just people are just... It's going to be, you know, we're going to find out who's putting the work and who didn't, really. That's really it. I don't know how else to say that. But, yeah, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think there was something else we mentioned. I forget what it was, though.
Stalemates card.
don't think we really got in. We talked about Downey and Gads.
Talked about Downey and Gads. I think we talked about all of this, dude.
Yeah.
We can run through our Greco. We can run through Greco a little bit.
Oh, God.
No, we really can't.
I look really dumb now.
Nah, literally all I know is Lopez and Alex Lennon. That's it. So
yeah, we might need to get Justin here for that.
We might just call it, I think, today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, guys. No, thank you for watching the revival episode. I think we'll call it. You know, or we can call this talk time with time talk, talk time, whatever the fuck you want to call it with Nico. Yeah. 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 So, thank you guys for watching. You know, this has been a good episode. It's been Late Night Shots episode 85. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys again next time.